Hi, this is a dictation for patient Mona Miller, M-O-N-A-M-I-L-L-E-R. Date of birth is 10-3-1970 is the date of birth. Date of accident 6-5-2022. And date of service 7-12-2022. Date of service 7-12-2032. Patient reports ongoing pain in the neck and the lower back, which is severe, affecting both the hips and radiating occasionally to the both buttocks. And she could not get the MRI done so far due to the issue with the insurance company. And she also had a COVID on June 26, 2022. The pain in the neck, it is not reported radiating to the arm, and pain in the lower back also is not radiating to the legs below the buttocks. In addition, the pain level varies from 3 to 6, and ADLs are reported affected around 8. 60% relief has been obtained with the physical therapy, shots, and other treatments. The ADLs that are reported affected gravely are work and sleep 8, while general activity, mood, and walking ability are 6. In the system review, neurology and psych patient report headaches, which are associated with dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, difficulty sleeping, anxiety, depression, but denies any loss of memory, nightmares, panic, poor work performance, poor grades at work, or lack of focus. Vision disturbances are not reported, no blackout or seizures. In the pain and numbness, patient has history of pain in the neck, both shoulders, mid-back and upper back, as well as lower back. And there is a stiffness in both shoulders, neck, and lower back. In the GI, patient denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, or stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swelling. In the GU, patient reports no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient reports no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level. There is some improvement with the pain, with the medication. In the medical history, in last 30 days, patient suffered from a COVID crisis with June 26 positive COVID. No surgical history or hospitalization or weight loss are reported in last 30 days. No trauma. Medications are Ortran. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 141 over 95, pulse is 61, pulse ox is 100%. The rest of the physical examination is as of 6-7-2022, dictation number 0608-021. The patient reports that the MRI will be done. Henry Ford Hospital did not do the MRI. We have referred her to M1 Imaging. And she will continue her physical therapy as before. Medications-wise, she is on Celebrex, Xenoflex, Lyrica, Wellbutrin 150 once a day, Tramadol ER 100 mg for pain, and Voltaren Gel Vivo Patch for local pain relief, Ambien 5 mg for sleep. We discontinued the Skelaxin. Our physical therapy continues 3 times a week. She remains disabled for work, housework, and transportation help. Thank you. The physical examination is same from previous visit of 6-7-2022, dictation number 0608-21. Thank you.